tropical island buried in freak blizzard. 22nd of May 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Place Bay, Nova Scotia. Cape Bretoners are digging out after last Thursday's massive blizzard. An estimated 200 feet of snow fell on the normally tropical island. The extreme weight of the snow nearly caused all of the trees and houses on the island to collapse. Cape Breton does not take a census of its population, so it is unknown how many fatalities have occurred because of this disaster. State of emergency has been declared by Mayor John Morgan, but both Premier Rodney MacDonald and Prime Minister Stephen Harper have flat out refused to give any aid at all to the tropical but impoverished island. Premier MacDonald was quoted as saying from his palace in Halifax, quote, "Fuck Cape Breton. They are just a bunch of lazy bastards anyway. Why should we help them?" Replied local reporter Bruce Frisco, quote, "But sir, weren't you born on Cape Breton?" Unquote. The Supreme Overlord MacDonald, as Frisco was carried off to the dungeon, replied, quote, "Silence." Unquote. Prime Minister Harper had a similar attitude towards the disaster. He said, quote, "This is God's punishment to Cape Breton for voting the Liberals in. There's no way in hell that we're going to help those bastards. Who do they think we are, the NPDP? Excuse me, I'm a little tired today." Unquote. Despite the dismissive attitudes of both the federal and provincial government, Mayor Morgan is determined to rebuild his municipality. Without government assistance, Morgan has a huge task ahead of him. Over 90% of the buildings on the island have been destroyed. The 500-story Stream Tower, the only building in Glace Bay still standing, rises above the ruins. Fortunately, most of the population of Glace Bay survived, because they took shelter in the tower when the first flakes began to fall. Most of Glace Bay goes to the main event for Wings on Thursday night, and the main event happens to be located next door to the Stream Tower. Within 10 minutes of the storm starting, the entire bar began to pile into the tower, many with their drinks still in hand. Also, the Steam Tower employs most of Glace Bay, so many people were at work when the storm hit. Although most people were uninjured during the storm, many fights broke out in the tower as a result of the main event drunks piling in. Also, there were isolated reports of cannibalism on the second floor, but this cannot be confirmed because all the potential witnesses are partially consumed. Police have questioned a 20... Fucking cats. I hate you cats. Get away from me.
Get out of here.
Kill you. Where was I? Police have questioned a 23-year-old reserve mines man who was the only surviving person on the second floor but didn't have enough evidence to lay charges. Other than the few murder victims on the second floor, most of the city's residents made it through the storm. Relief supplies have already begun pouring in from all over the world. James Jefferson, a local pilot in France, was in France when the news of the disaster first broke. He immediately... Jesus, I can't stop yawning. He immediately stocked his plane with French wine and hot European women to supply to the people back home. Stocked with wine and women, the Jefferson airplane left Côte d'Azur in Nice and arrived at what was left of David Dingwall International Airport on Monday afternoon, when most of the snow had melted. Jefferson was met on the runway by a convoy of Army supply trucks led by General Ian McGillicuddy of the Canadian Forces. The convoy accompanied Jefferson back to Glace Bay with the relief supplies, which included cigarettes, dope, hookers, and alcohol, and they've arrived from over 30 countries, including Zimbabwe, North Korea, and Iran. In a press conference on Monday afternoon, Mayor Morgan said, quote, "Fuck the government with all that shit that has flown in from all over the world. Harper and MacDonald can go fuck themselves. We don't need your fucking money, you fucking assholes." unquote. Although this is the worst disaster to hit the island to date, Morgan believes the island will once again return to its former glory. This has been Reverend Simulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.